Now for the answer to today's GeoQuiz. It's Nigeria. The country's acting president is named Goodluck Jonathan. Many observers say he'll need a lot of luck to manage Nigeria. Goodluck Jonathan's life is a story of luck, and that's the subject of an email that's been bouncing around African intellectual circles. Back in primary school, the email claims he was the assistant head boy in his class until the head boy got expelled and Goodluck Jonathan took over. And when he was deputy governor in his home state of Bayelsa, his then boss was impeached for corruption. Goodluck took over as governor. You see a pattern here? Of course, last year, Goodluck became Nigeria's acting president when his boss became sick. Staying on the topic of African names for a moment, a BBC correspondent told us about a taxi driver in Zimbabwe whose name is Rhodesia. Odd, because that was the name of Zimbabwe under white minority rule. Rhodesia was thrown into the scrap heap of geographic names in 1980, but Rhodesia, the man, says he's proud of his name.
I got this name from my parents. They decided to call me Rhodesia because my father was a supervisor on the farm, and he was seeing different things through from war struggling.
So when you meet people and introduce yourself as Rhodesia, how do they react? Do they laugh at you? Are they curious? How do they react to you?
Some, they like the name. Some, they're serious about the name. But me, I don't care because that's my name. I like that name. I like it because it's me, Rhodesia. I like it.
That's Rhodesia speaking from Harare, Zimbabwe. The country marks 30 years of independence this weekend. This is PRI, Public Radio International.